This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KEC-61 from Mobile, Alabama. We broadcast on a frequency of 162.55 MHz from the Mobile, Pensacola National Weather Service. Here's your National Weather Service forecast. Today, sunny this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Not as cool with lows in the upper 50s. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Monday, cloudy. A slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Windy with highs in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Monday night, cloudy. A chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Windy with lows in the mid-60s. Southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. This is NOAA Weather Radio from the Mobile, Pensacola National Weather Service. The current time is 9:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time. A high surf advisory is in effect for the following areas in Alabama, Baldwin Coastal and Mobile Coastal, and the following areas in Florida, Escambia Coastal, Okaloosa Coastal, and Santa Rosa Coastal. High surf advisory in effect from 1 a.m. Monday to 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time Wednesday. High rate current risk in effect from late tonight through late Wednesday night. Watch for the high surf advisory. Large breaking waves of 5 to 7 feet, potentially up to 9 feet expected in the surf zone. For the high rate current risk, dangerous rip currents expected. Where? In Alabama, Mobile Coastal and Baldwin Coastal counties. In Florida, Escambia Coastal, Santa Rosa Coastal, and Okaloosa Coastal counties. When, for the high surf advisory, from 1 a.m. Monday to 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time Wednesday. For the high rate current risk, from late tonight through late Wednesday night. Impacts, dangerous swimming and surfing conditions, and localized beach erosion. Rip currents can sweep even the best swimmers away from shore into deeper water. Additional details, if trends continue, then a high surf warning may be needed on Tuesday. An experienced swimmer should remain out of the water due to dangerous surf conditions. Swim near a lifeguard. If caught in a rip current, relax and float. Don't swim against the current. If able, swim in a direction following the shoreline. If unable to escape, face the shore and call or wave for help. A gale warning is in effect for the following marine locations: coastal waters from Pensacola, Florida to Pascagoula, Mississippi, out 20 nautical miles, waters from Pensacola, Florida to Pascagoula, Mississippi, extending from 20 nautical miles to 60 nautical miles, coastal waters from Okaloosa, Walton County Line, Florida to Pensacola, Florida, out 20 nautical miles, and waters from Okaloosa, Walton County Line to Pensacola, Florida, from 20 to 60 nautical miles. Small craft advisory in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday. Gale warning in effect from 7 a.m. Monday to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Watch for the small craft advisory. Southeast winds 15 to 25 knots with gusts up to 30 knots and seas 5 to 8 feet expected. For the gale warning, southeast winds 20 to 30 knots with gusts up to 40 knots and seas 7 to 12 feet expected. Where? Coastal waters from Pensacola, Florida to Pascagoula, Mississippi, out 20 nautical miles. Coastal waters from Okaloosa, Walton County Line, Florida to Pensacola, Florida, out 20 nautical miles. Waters from Pensacola, Florida to Pascagoula, Mississippi, from 20 to 60 nautical miles. And waters from Okaloosa, Walton County Line, Florida to Pensacola, Florida, from 20 to 60 nautical miles. When? For the small craft advisory. From 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday. For the gale warning, from 7 a.m. Monday to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Impacts, strong winds will cause hazardous seas which could capsize or damage vessels and reduce visibility. Mariners should alter plans to avoid these hazardous conditions. Remain in port, seek safe harbor, alter course, and slash or secure the vessel for severe conditions. A gale warning is in effect for the following marine locations: North Mobile Bay, South Mobile Bay, Mississippi Sound, Alabama, Perdido Bay Area, Pensacola Bay Area including Santa Rosa Sound, Western Choctawhatchee Bay, and Eastern Choctawhatchee Bay. Small craft advisory in effect from 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time Monday. Gale warning in effect from 1 p.m. Monday to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. What? For the small craft advisory, southeast winds 15 to 25 knots with gusts up to 30 knots and seas up to 3 feet expected. For the gale warning, southeast winds 20 to 30 knots with gusts up to 35 knots and seas 1 to 3 feet expected. Where? Portions of the coastal waters of Alabama and northwest Florida. When? For the small craft advisory, from 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time Monday. For the gale warning, from 1 p.m. Monday to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Impacts, strong winds will cause hazardous seas which could capsize or damage vessels and reduce visibility. Mariners should alter plans to avoid these hazardous conditions. Remain in port, seek safe harbor, alter course, and slash or secure the vessel for severe conditions. A gale warning is in effect for the following marine locations: Mississippi Sound and coastal waters from Pascagoula, Mississippi to Stake Island out 20 nautical miles. Small craft advisory in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday. Gale warning in effect from 7 a.m. Monday to 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. What? For the small craft advisory, southeast winds 20 to 25 knots with a few gusts up to 35 knots and seas 5 to 8 feet expected. For the gale warning, southeast winds 20 to 30 knots with gusts up to 40 knots and seas 7 to 12 feet expected. Where? Portions of Gulf of Mexico. When? For the small craft advisory, from 7 p.m. this evening to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday. For the gale warning, from 7 a.m. Monday to 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Impacts, strong winds will cause hazardous seas which could capsize or damage vessels and reduce visibility. Mariners should alter plans to avoid these hazardous conditions. Remain in port, seek safe harbor, alter course, and slash or secure the vessel for severe conditions. A wind advisory is in effect for the following areas: in Alabama, Baldwin Central, Baldwin Coastal, Baldwin Inland, Butler, Clark, Conecuh, Covington, Crenshaw, Escambia, Mobile Central, Mobile Coastal, Mobile Inland, Monroe, Washington and Wilcox, and the following areas: in Mississippi, George, Greene, Perry, Stone and Wayne, and the following areas: in Florida, Escambia Coastal, Escambia Inland, Okaloosa Coastal, Okaloosa Inland, Santa Rosa Coastal and Santa Rosa Inland. Wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. Monday to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. What? Southeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour expected. Where? Portions of south central and southwest Alabama, northwest Florida, and southeast Mississippi. When? From 10 a.m. Monday to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Impacts, gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Use extra caution. A wind advisory is in effect for the following areas: in Mississippi, Northern Jackson and Southern Jackson. Wind advisory in effect from 7 a.m. Monday to 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. What? South winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour expected. Where? Portions of southeast Louisiana and southern Mississippi. When? From 7 a.m. Monday to 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday. Impacts, gusty winds could blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. The gusty winds could make driving more difficult on elevated roadways as well as east-west oriented roadways. Use extra caution when driving, especially if operating a high-profile vehicle. Secure outdoor objects. Here's your marine forecast. on the weather map. Winds have turned more easterly this morning with a shift to southeasterly flow by tonight. Strong onshore flow becomes prevalent late tonight, lasting through early Tuesday ahead of the next approaching system. Frequent gusts to gale force are becoming increasingly likely, particularly late Monday afternoon into early Tuesday for the marine waters. Seas will also build considerably as we head into Monday. Moderate offshore flow will prevail with gradually diminishing seas in the wake of the system Wednesday through Friday. On Mobile Bay in the Mississippi Sound, small craft advisory in effect from late tonight through Monday afternoon. Gale warning in effect from Monday afternoon through Tuesday morning. For rest of today, southeast winds around 10 knots. Waves 1 foot or less. For tonight, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, increasing to 20 to 25 knots with gusts up to 30 knots after midnight. Waves around 2 feet. For Monday, southeast winds 20 to 25 knots with gusts up to 35 knots. Waves 2 to 3 feet. A slight chance of showers in the afternoon. And for Monday night, southeast winds 25 to 30 knots. Waves 2 to 4 feet. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. On the Perdido Bay Area, small craft advisory in effect from late tonight through Monday afternoon. Gale warning in effect from Monday afternoon through Tuesday morning. For rest of today, east winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming southeast late. Waves 1 foot or less. For tonight, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, increasing to 20 to 25 knots with gusts up to 30 knots after midnight. Waves 1 foot or less, then around 2 feet after midnight. For Monday, southeast winds 20 to 25 knots, increasing to 25 to 30 knots in the afternoon. Waves 2 to 3 feet. And for Monday night, southeast winds 25 to 30 knots. Waves 2 to 3 feet. A chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. From Pensacola to Pascagoula, and out 20 nautical miles. Small craft advisory in effect from 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening through Monday morning. Gale warning in effect from Monday morning through Tuesday morning. For rest of today, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Dominant wave period 6 seconds. For tonight, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, increasing to 20 to 25 knots after midnight. Seas 2 to 4 feet, building to 4 to 6 feet after midnight. Dominant wave period 5 seconds. For Monday, southeast winds 25 to 30 knots, diminishing to 20 to 25 knots in the afternoon. Seas 7 to 10 feet. Dominant wave period 7 seconds. And for Monday night, southeast winds 25 to 30 knots, diminishing to 20 to 25 knots after midnight. Seas 8 to 11 feet. Dominant wave period 8 seconds. A slight chance of showers in the evening, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. From Pensacola to Pascagoula, from 20 to 60 nautical miles offshore. Small craft advisory in effect from 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time this evening through Monday morning. Gale warning in effect from Monday morning through Tuesday morning. For rest of today, east winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Dominant wave period 5 seconds. For tonight, southeast winds 20 to 25 knots, increasing to 25 to 30 knots after midnight. Seas 3 to 5 feet, building to 5 to 7 feet after midnight. Dominant wave period 5 seconds. For Monday, southeast winds 25 to 30 knots. Seas 8 to 11 feet. Dominant wave period 8 seconds. And for Monday night, southeast winds 25 to 30 knots with gusts up to 40 knots. Seas 10 to 12 feet. Dominant wave period 8 seconds. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Tidal information, at the mouth of the Mobile River on Sunday, high tide at 12:56 a.m. Low tide at 8:46 a.m. High tide at 3:17 p.m. Low tide at 8:47 p.m. At the mouth of the Mobile River on Monday, high tide at 2:34 a.m. Low tide at 8:23 a.m. High tide at 2:26 p.m. Low tide at 9:38 p.m. At Pensacola Bay on Sunday, low tide at 6:47 a.m. High tide at 12:51 p.m. Low tide at 6:55 p.m. At Pensacola Bay on Monday, high tide at 1:03 a.m. Low tide at 5:32 a.m. High tide at 12:33 p.m. At the East Pass in Destin on Sunday, low tide at 6:13 a.m. High tide at 12:18 p.m. Low tide at 6:21 p.m. At the East Pass in Destin on Monday, high tide at 12:30 a.m. Low tide at 4:58 a.m. High tide at noon. The following marine observations were made as of 9 a.m. Mobile Bay Coast Guard Station. Winds were northeast at 8 knots. Sea temperature 63 degrees. Air temperature 53 degrees. Weeks Bay, northeast winds at 1 knot. Air temperature was 47 degrees. Pensacola Bay, northeast winds at 2 knots. Air temperature was 56 degrees. The report from the east end of Dauphin Island was not available. Graham Bay, northeast winds at 10 knots. Air temperature was 52 degrees. And Pettyboy Island, east winds at 15 knots. Air temperature was 57 degrees. 70 miles south of Dauphin Island, winds were northeast at 17 knots. Air temperature was 65 degrees. Gulf water temperature 70 degrees. Wave height 4 feet, with a period of 5 seconds. 12 miles south of Orange Beach, winds were northeast at 14 knots. Air temperature was 59 degrees. Gulf water temperature 65 degrees. Wave height 3 feet, with a period of 4 seconds. The report from 100 miles south of Destin was not available. The following weather reports were made at 9 a.m. Mobile Regional Airport, skies were mostly sunny. The temperature was 56 degrees, the dew point was 39, and the relative humidity was 53%. The wind was east at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.99 inches and falling. Downtown Mobile, at Brookley Field, skies were sunny. The temperature was 57 degrees, the dew point was 37, and the relative humidity was 47%. The wind was northeast at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.01 inches and falling. The following is a summary of watches, warnings, and advisories in effect. A gale warning has been issued from 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday for the following marine locations: coastal waters from Pensacola, Florida to Pascagoula, Mississippi, out 20 nautical miles, and waters from Pensacola, Florida to Pascagoula, Mississippi, extending from 20 nautical miles to 60 nautical miles. A gale warning has been issued from 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday for the following marine locations: North Mobile Bay, South Mobile Bay, Mississippi Sound, Alabama, and Perdido Bay Area. A gale warning has been issued from 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday for the following marine locations: Mississippi Sound, and coastal waters from Pascagoula, Mississippi to Stake Island, out 20 nautical miles. A high surf advisory has been issued from 1 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time Wednesday for the following areas: in Alabama, Baldwin Coastal and Mobile Coastal. A wind advisory has been issued from 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday for the following areas: in Alabama, Baldwin Central, Baldwin Coastal, Baldwin Inland, Mobile Central, Mobile Coastal, and Mobile Inland, and in Mississippi, George. A wind advisory has been issued from 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time Tuesday for the following areas: in Mississippi, Northern Jackson and Southern Jackson. A rip current risk has been issued from 1 a.m. Central Daylight Time Monday until 1 a.m. Central Daylight Time Thursday for the following areas: in Alabama, Baldwin Coastal, and Mobile Coastal.